question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, tensions growing on the UCLA campus as law enforcement officers order a large group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators to disperse. The heavy police presence comes as administrators and campus police are facing intense criticism for failing to act quickly to stop an overnight attack on a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus by counter-demonstrators. Elsewhere, police have dismantled an encampment at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire, and activists clashed with police at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The White House defending its response to pro-Palestinian protests that are disrupting colleges nationwide, saying President Biden has been consistent in his condemnation of anti-Semitism.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
And she says Americans have the right to protest peacefully but must follow the law. Biden is facing criticism from some who say he's not speaking out forcefully enough against instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. Questions are being raised about the water coming out of the taps in Lacey Township. Many residents were alarmed when the water turned brown. Then they got a letter shortly after saying the water had failed state quality standards. Lacey officials say the two matters are unrelated and the water failed state tests for lead, but that local tests have come out fine. Most mid-sized and small businesses expect revenue to grow in the next year, according to a new survey from Bank of America.
The boulders that we've had out there in terms of inflation, in terms of higher wages, and in terms of interest rates have all kind of leveled out and stabilized.
30% of small business owners in the survey say they plan to hire more workers over the next year. Nearly 70% of mid-sized businesses say the same. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Should you keep a jacket handy? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. It's hard to call it summer-like today, even though it is very warm. Hear me out. Number one, humidity levels are manageable. And number two, there's practically zero chance of rain and thunderstorms. This combination does not happen very often here in New Jersey, so soak it in. Lots of sun, some passing clouds, breezy and dry through this afternoon. Highs 80 to 85, staying cooler to the north and along the immediate coast this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and tomorrow's high is only 60 to 65. A very different weather day, cooler temperatures and increasing clouds, but still dry tomorrow. Saturday, mostly cloudy and even cooler, highs around 60, with a chance of showers, especially to the north. More rain coming in for Sunday. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Weather brought to you by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro. The go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all of your favorite sporting events. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro and online at firesidegrillandbar.com. Phillipsburg is 73, Princeton 73, Cherry Hill 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.